Buy a bag of peanuts now before you sleep.
Why, I wouldn't sleep a bit.
No, Tommy, eh?
I'll think then, when I wake.
Oh, lady, do not close your door. You really could not ask for more.
What is that old whistle blow?
For peanuts you will long for later on. Till late the peanuts and the will be gone. And then I'm sure you will grieve so.
Are they big jumbo?
Big double one.
Oh, I don't know.
Peanuts toasted today. Freshly roasted today. And if you're looking for a moral to my song, 50 million little monkeys can't be wrong. Peanuts.
I'll take some.
Thank you.
Dream about those elephants tonight. I think I'll lay off the coffee for a while, Luke, and the root beer.
Oh, Richard,
I've
had an awful lot of root beer bottles, haven't you, Uncle? He's saying his root beer bottles.
Now, Teeny,
what's this? What are you saving root beer bottles for, Uncle Luke?
I hope you're not going to deceive the public, Luke, by painting them with ginger ale.
Oh, no. He's painting them red and green and pink. Oh, they're awful pretty, too.
Well, what's it all about, Luke?
Well, I'll tell you how it is. You remember them top bottles I sold for candlesticks the other day when you was in here?
Oh, I remember that, don't you?
Yes, sure.
Now, sir, that lady that bought them was in here again today, and she showed me them there candlesticks, and George, they're right nice.
Really?
Yes. Now, sir, that there gave me the idea I could sell all them bottles for the same thing. I got dozens of them back there. Going to paint them all up and have a extra special clearance closing out bargain sale of candlesticks. See to it?
Well, let's see one you have painted.
No, sir. Not till they're all done and ready for the sale. Say, in about 10 days or so. I got a lot of them to paint, and then I gotta let them dry for a bit. My dad read it. I bet them candlesticks will just sell like hotcakes, that's what.
Well, I hope they do.
Well, so do I. Let us know when the sale goes on, will you, Uncle Luke?
I won't have to, man. I won't have to let you know. You'll probably be hearing about it from everybody. Probably getting the papers, too.
Uncle.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question about those elephants?
What's that?
Can I ask you a question about those elephants you told us about?
Oh, those elephants. Why, sure you can, Teeny. Fact is, I was wondering what you was thinking so deep about. What is it you want to know?
Well, Aunt Liz.
Yes?
When you sawed the tusks off those elephants, I mean the bull, the first time, that let them loose from the ground, didn't it? Who held them then, Uncle Luke?
Him? Who? Why, shucks, Jenny. I guess we better talk some more about them bottles. I'll tell you about that later, Jenny. Now, what I'm going to do with the sale is this. I'm going to, after I get them painted, I'm going to take them their pop bottles and put them all up on the shelf and bring them over. Give King here any wrong information about Africa. How about it?
Well, what would you like, Uncle Luke?
Say, I'll tell you what I'd like. I'd like to hear you play something on the old melodeon. That's when I can think good when the melodeon's going.
All right.
You got something you can play on that?
I think we have.
There we go.
Thank you.
sounded right nice.
Well, are you ready to go ahead now? You've got your plot all worked out.
Oh, now, Dad, it ain't no plot at all to this here story. Why, shucks. You folks would have a buddy think I was just making this up.
Oh, no, we don't, Uncle
Osana. Well, all right then. All right.
Just like heaven shining through. Why, there's nothing on earth I wouldn't do for that little boy of mine.
He's all the world to me. He climbs up on my knee. To me he's always been that little
with baseballs anyhow. Girls play with dolls and jacks and things like that.
Well, the boys said I could be first baseman on their baseball team if I'd furnish the ball, so Ma gave me the money to buy one.
Baseball, eh? You reckon you could hold it once they tossed it to you?
Oh, I'm a good ball player, Uncle.
You are, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's your springtime, all right, when they get out the bats and balls. I'm George, if I ain't mistaken, that springtime sort of snuck up on me. I'll see. If I can find any baseballs. Baseballs. Here's mothballs. Codfish balls. Don't seem to have no baseballs, though. Let's see. Tapioca. Tapioca. You reckon that'd do, Timmy?
No, it's got to be a baseball.
I'd let that go at a bargain, Teeny.
No, I want a baseball, Uncle Lou.
Mm-hmm. Cowbell. Cowbell, might just cut you in two. I reckon I'm smack out of baseball, Steenie.
Oh, I just knew you'd be. So now I won't be able to play on the team.
Oh, there now, Teeny. Don't carry
no,
on
I'm
now.
On a baseball.
Now, here now. You sit up here. I'll tell you a story.
Ever... I want a baseball. I don't want a story.
Sit still now, and I'll tell you a nice story. I ever tell you about the time when I used to play baseball?
Oh, were you both my uncle?
Why, them scouts used to come down here every year, wanting me to join up with the big leaguers. But I never do it. I argued it wasn't fair to the local team.
Tell me about it, will you?
Well, now, come think about it, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's ask Marion and Jim to sing us a song whilst I get my facts straight, and then I'll tell you the story.
All right. Will you sing a song, Marion and Jim?
What would you like to hear, Teeny?
I like that one about the horses. I like that one.
Oh, yes. The king's horses, eh?
Yes.
Well, sing us that one, Marion and Jim, and I'll help you out a little bit. This is a story about baseball. About baseball in the days when it was a man's game. Not something for little girls like you to play.
Oh, did you have fights?
Fights? Sure, we had fights every inning. Well, the game I was talking about was the deciding game for the county pennant. I was pitching.
Were you a good pitcher, Uncle?
Oh, sure. When I threw that ball, I never did see it. In fact, nobody saw it up until the ninth inning. The score was 18 to 20 in our favor.
So you won, huh?
I'm coming to that. Well, sir, the visitors came up to bat in the ninth inning, and the first man up popped a little fly to Ed Tansucker. He was playing short. Off the short.
I'm a good shortstop, too, Uncle.
Now, you keep still, or I won't finish my story, Teeny.
All right, I'll be quiet.
And as I said, the first man up, he knocked a little pop fly to Ed Tansucker. But what did Ed do but drop the ball? Yes, sir. Knocked it. Look at the whistle. Well, by the time he touched up and kicked batter, the batter had got all the way to second base. Now, sir, the next man up got three balls and two strikes, and then what happened but the umpire gave a bad decision and walked him. Yes, sir. I could have done plenty about that, but I didn't say a word. I just kept my tongue still. Well, that gave the man on first
and
third.
And nobody was out, huh?
Nobody was out. Well, I'd pitched a long game, and I don't know just what happened, but just as I was about to pitch to the next feller, why, Pete Pennywhacker yelled something to me. Well, I figured that the man on first was stealing, and I sort of jerked back. But I'd already started to pitch, so rather than be called for a balk, I let her go. And, of course, the batter hit it. Well, sir, he knocked a home run. Clear over the swords of cornfield, he knocked it.
And so you lost the game, did you?
Now, I didn't say anything about losing. As I said, this was in the days when baseball was a he-man's game.
Well, and what did you do, Uncle Luke?
Well, sir, I had to act fast. All I did was to yank my pistol out of my belt. We all carried pistols in them days. And I shot the runner on third base.
Oh, you shot him?
Yeah. Now, the rule says the runner on base can't pass another runner ahead of him, so the man I shot dropped in his tracks, and, of course, the other two couldn't pass him, so that ended the game, and we won 18-20.
Gee, that certainly must have been an exciting game, Uncle.
Well, that ain't nothing compared to the time when we was playing. But what's that, Marion?
I say it's almost supper time, Uncle Luke.
Oh, so it is. Well, you sing us one more song, and we'll all go into supper.
Tell my troubles to my dear.